This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I ruptured my Achilles. I'm done.
Pretty easy lip reading.
Which was a sad scene, by the way. And I was surprised Mike Tirico went with that, because very rarely do broadcasters actually just trust the lip reading done on the sideline. But there was some confidence the way that he grabbed the back of his foot. You knew what had happened.
Well, in addition, Collinsworth mentioned this. There were some issues with it coming in. There was soreness. It was bugging him a little bit the week leading up. Now, who knows if a couple more days rest means he doesn't tear it. Impossible to know. And the NFL hides behind their bogus data about the injury rate or kind of whatever else. I know this. It's unnatural to bounce back that quickly when you're getting in 80 car wrecks over the course of a few hours on a Sunday to then turn around and play Thursday. It's wrong.
And don't take it from Danny, and don't take it from me. Because, frankly, who you should be taking it from is the guys participating and or the people responsible for keeping them healthy, right? And we have some quotes from last night that I think are really good. Because Richard Sherman wasn't the only guy lost for the season. By the way, the Seahawks lost several players last night. Some of them could be out for a short time. Some of them could be out for an extended period of time. Jaron Reed, the defensive tackle, hurt his hamstring. Left tackle Dwayne Brown exited with an ankle injury. Linebacker Michael Wilhoit hurt his calf. Running back C.J. Procise left with a bum ankle. Frank Clark suffered a right thigh injury. Cam Chancellor left the field on a cart. We still don't really know what's going on with him. The Cardinals, meanwhile, lost three players, it looks like, for the season, in addition to some of the injuries that took place that were more minor for guys hobbling on and off the field, all on Thursday Night Football. It was crazy. And that's coming from two guys who have been watching the Redskins get hurt all season long, not playing on Thursday.
Exactly. So injuries happen in this sport, but again, it just stands to reason. It's common sense.
But here was the Doug Baldwin quote from after the game. He said, "Thursday night football should be illegal," Baldwin told reporters. I'm reading from the sportingnews.com. "This S is not okay. You can quote me on that. It has to change." Mike Calkins, who covers football, tweeted that he told Baldwin that people have made the argument that the week and a half players get after Thursday night offsets the injury concerns. His response, question mark? Quote, "Tell them F you," end quote. Except he didn't say the letter, he said the word.
Yeah.
Doug Baldwin is over Thursday night football, and a lot of his teammates are as well. Seattle linebacker Bobby Wagner also had a special message for the NFL, according to the Sporting News. "It's extremely tough. You look at the game, you see guys dropping down on both sides with serious injuries, minor injuries. We have played a very physical game, physical sport. To play on Sunday and ask us to turn around and have our bodies okay on that Thursday is just tough for us to do. I hope the league is watching and will look at it." And I'll add one more quote. This is from the agent for Kirk Cousins, who we mention on the show a lot, Mike McCartney. He is a high-profile agent. He also represents Josh McCown, having a great season at quarterback for the Jets. Trevor Siemian in Denver. He represented Arian Foster and Haloti Ngata. He's got some pretty big clients. McCartney, a powerful agent, said last night on Twitter, "Attended the Thursday night football game, rash of injuries. Thursday night football should be abolished unless after a bye. Absurd to ask these guys to fully recover in only 4 days." So you've got Baldwin basically saying Thursday night game shouldn't happen. Bobby Wagner saying as much. But the agent kind of meeting the league in the middle, where he says, you want to have Thursday night games? They better come after a bye week.
It's what I've always argued, and there's a million ways to do it. Here's my favorite one. Everybody hates the preseason. Get rid of the fourth preseason game, add a bye week. Calendar stays the same. You still get the week of NFL football if you're the owners. You still get your money, and you make it safer. You make it better for your players. They should have a second bye week anyway. Rosters should expand. There's a million things that are fixable. Do the owners want to do it? The owners know full well, or they think right now, that they don't have a good deal in terms of the money that's being shared. Those damned greedy players are taking more of the owner's money. It's a group of 32 guys, and it's their league, by God. So they have two big bargaining chips that they have over the players, and they know it. They know that players hate Thursday night football for the most part. Some guys actually don't mind it. That quote that I guess it was Wagner responded to, or maybe Baldwin responded to, about, hey, some guys, you know, like the short turnaround because you get that week and a half. Some guys do like it and have mentioned that. But by and large, players don't like it. That Thursday Night Football thing and Roger Goodell is the judge, jury, executioner. Those are the two things they've got over the players. And the next time they go CBA negotiating, that's what they're going to use as their big hammers at the table to try to get the players to give some money back, give some other concessions back, and so on and so forth. They know. They know their product isn't as good. They know that the ratings are down. The owners won't care about, they generally don't care about guys getting hurt. The attrition rate, we know that. Guys are hurt all the time.
I think they care when guys like Richard Sherman get
hurt.
But
they care when the stars get hurt. They care when ratings go down. They care when the pocketbook's affected. And it hadn't been until these last couple years. We dismissed last year, but they go, oh, it's an election. That's why. Well, now it's something else. Now it's second screens. Now it's millennials. Now it's too many football windows. Too many this, that, and the other thing. The changes will come now because you've got stars out and declining ratings, which means money out of the pocket of these billionaires. So that's how you're going to get this to change. Maybe you'll find some common ground instead of the owners just using it as leverage. But to me, the simple fix or the simple compromise here would be instead of adding your 18th game or two more games to the schedule, whatever the hell else you want to do, it would be getting rid of that fourth preseason game that no one likes, that no one cares about, that nobody uses for anything other than seeing one or two scrubs. The Stephon McClure's of the world may make the team for 2 or 3 weeks. You get rid of that, you add a second bye week, and that's when you have your Thursday game. You still get the extra weeks of football. So you have 18 regular season weeks of football, which is better than 17. Because, again, you still get action. You can rotate bye weeks so a team gets extra rest. Then you play Thursday. Then you get that week and a half. That schedule would do wonders for a lot of these teams. It's almost a 2.5 bye weeks at that point if you do it that way. It just needs to happen.
It's the only way to do it. You cannot continue to have Thursday night played the way that it is. And the product has gotten slightly better this year. We used to complain about the quality of the games. And for the most part, the games have been more competitive and decent. The football is still not as good. It's still pretty ugly. Even last night, as much fun as I had in a 6-point game, it was not a good game by any means. It wasn't a well-played football game, right, in other words. And more important than that, I don't care if the games were all 37-34 and it was just clinics being run on offense and it was as fun as we have all year long. If you're losing guys like Richard Sherman and you're losing key players, Michael Bennett and other guys, for extended periods of time, there's nothing to say that Richard Sherman's Achilles wouldn't have ruptured on Sunday.
Right.
Matter of fact, there are doctors, and everyone's a Twitter doctor, but there are doctors online who do this kind of thing where people pay them as a longtime doctor to talk about football injuries or whatever, who have said Thursday or Sunday doesn't matter. Achilles was probably being ruptured anyway. Okay, I believe you. You know more about this than I do. It still doesn't look good. And it's still just intuitive and makes sense. When you look at an injury report on a Wednesday or Thursday and you see the number of guys not practicing, if that team played tonight, the Redskins as an example, 6 extra guys that might be able to play Sunday couldn't play because they still have practice on Thursday, they still have practice on Friday, they still have a walkthrough on Saturday, they got 3 extra days, and then a half day on Sunday to feel better. The more of your players on the field, the better. The more time to recover from those injuries, the less likely that you're going to re-aggravate some of those ailments and issues. Some of the storylines from last night's Thursday night game on Grant and Danny. Biggest story around the NFL yesterday wasn't Seahawks-Cardinals. Ezekiel Elliott's suspension is back on. He will miss, finally we know this now, 4 uninterrupted games starting right now. What does that mean for the Redskins? What will the Cowboys do in those 4 games? We'll get to that next on G&D.
Folks, Danny Ruggia here for my guys at Ted Britford. Happy Veterans Day, everybody. And as part of the salute to service and our veterans, Ted Britford is doing something really cool. Today, all former and active duty military, so former and active duty, free oil changes and an extra $1,000 off any new Ford vehicle. It's pretty cool. Taking care of the guys that take care of us. Thank you again for your service as we celebrate Veterans Day today. Also, when you go to Ted Britford, either Fairfax or Chantilly, just click away at oldtedbrit.com. You get what I get, which is a great deal on a terrific car. And you get the best customer service in the industry. A little something called Ted Brit for life. What is that?
Tell me what it is.
I'll tell you. You go to Ted Britford, all new pre-owned vehicles, less than 100,000 miles, you get taken care of. Powertrain coverage. That's big stuff, like the engine, transmission, transfer case, drive axle, all the big things in your car, they'll fix it for you. They also do little stuff. Like they'll take care of Virginia State inspection. Replace your windshield. You ever cracked your windshield? Oh, it is a holy war trying to get that thing fixed. Well, I got 3 different estimates, and one guy's got a glue. I don't care. They fix it for you at Ted Britt Ford. They're the best. Go and see them and tell them Danny sent you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.